We are loaded with toxins from the air we breathe, the food we eat, and the number one toxin that you're dealing with today are drugs. I'm not going to get into this whole discussion, but getting people to use pharmaceutical drugs, non-prescription and prescription drugs, is something that's prevalent because taking drugs, even an aspirin, will weaken your ability to focus and transmit vibration. So the more drugs somebody can get you to take makes you powerless. It reduces your power to create. So if you're taking nasal decongestant, cold and flu medicine, statins for high cholesterol, a drug for high blood pressure, pain medication, all these things reduce your ability to transmit vibration. It's specifically designed to get you less powerful. So we're loaded up with toxins. Therefore, you should be doing some type of cleansing to get these toxins out. Now, there's a whole bunch of different kinds of cleanses, but you want to do the following: a colon cleanse, a liver gallbladder cleanse, a kidney cleanse, a parasite cleanse, a candida cleanse, a fat cell cleanse, and a heavy metal cleanse. Those are the basic ones. You can go to qnlabs.com. They have a lot of good cleanses. You can also go to drschultz.com. He has a lot of good cleanses. You can just go online and Google cleanses, and you can see a whole bunch of different cleanses available. You can go to naturalcures.com. They have a lot of great cleanses at that website. So cleansing and getting cleanses, toxins out of the body is very effective. We do fasting, we do colonics, and we do this on a regular basis to make sure that our power, it's kind of like taking your car in and getting a tune-up and getting the oil and filter changed. If you're going to race a car and want to win the race, you want to make sure that engine is operating really powerfully. Here, your engine is your brain and your ability to focus and transmit vibration. So that's why doing these things is really important. The next thing, which is very interesting, is today, this didn't exist 50 years ago. Today, you're bombarded by electromagnetic frequencies. Remember I told you the experiments where various things, from a bar of gold to a glass of water to a piece of metal, when hit with an electromagnetic frequency from a radio wave, a microwave, a wireless device, a cell phone, these waves affect vibration. You are being bombarded 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from all the satellites that are beaming electromagnetic waves, all the cell phone towers, all the radio transmissions, and in your homes, all the electrical wiring emits radio waves. All the wireless devices emit radio waves. Your cell phones, your laptop computers that are on wireless, Wi-Fi. We are bombarded today by radio waves, and these radio waves are hitting us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We can't avoid them anywhere on the planet. And these radio waves are going to affect our own vibration and our ability to transmit vibration. So what do? You can't eliminate it, but you can neutralize it. They're called electromagnetic chaos eliminators. And there's a lot of devices that you can purchase. Many of them are great. Some of them are very good. They all vary in terms of their effectiveness. No one really knows which is the best ones are out there. But there's a few of them. Q-Link is one. An E-Pendant is another. You can get that at ewater.com. BioPro is another effective one. BioShield is another effective one. You can just go online and punch in and Google EMFs, and you'll see a whole bunch of websites and different products giving devices that you can put on laptops, devices that you can wear on yourself, devices you can put on your wireless devices. These things you can put on your cell phones. And what they'll do is they'll help neutralize this electromagnetic energy and chaos so your body will be more balanced. And it really will affect your power. Next is exercise. You always feel better when you exercise. for a lot of reasons. You're oxygenating the body and so forth. The most important way to feel better, if somebody say, "What is there? If there's one thing I can do to feel better, what would it be?" And that is go for a walk outside. You're getting the sun. The sun is vital to making you feel better. So getting outside, I don't care what month it is, you know, if it's cold, put on clothes, because the radiation from the sun will pass through your clothes into your body. Get outside and go for a walk. Throughout history, the wealthy always went outside. They always walked. With rare exception, and those who didn't, such as Howard Hughes, became crazy. But going outside for a walk or riding a horse, but no one has a horse sitting around. Aristocracy always rode horses. But go outside for a walk for about an hour. Doesn't have to be a fast walk. And when you're walking, look at things far away. It'll make you feel much, much better. The sun and so forth. Actually, research shows that the number one easiest, fastest way to cure any type of depression or low feeling is going for a walk outside for about an hour and looking at things far away. The natural body movement of walking, the air, oxygen, the sun, and the fact that you're looking at things far away, all combined, actually cures depression better than any type of drug or any other type of known treatment. Another effective way to feel better is rebounding. There's a little mini trampoline. It's a round mini trampoline, and you jump on that. That's a cellular exercise. It flushes toxins out of the lymphatic system. Within just 5 minutes of jumping on this little thing, you feel dramatically better. Also, there's something called a vibration plate. You can go to hypergravity.com, and they sell the best vibration plate machine for your home known. And you get on this and just stand on it, and it vibrates. And it vibrates every cell in the body, releases endorphins, makes you feel tremendously good. Also, there's something called an inversion table. An inversion table is something that you get for your home. You can stand on it, and you slowly start shifting. You're lying down in this device, and you begin to hang upside down. Now, you don't even have to go all the way and hang completely upside down, but you're getting inverted so that your head is below your feet, and you're inverting yourself. This process makes you feel tremendously better. So that's pretty much with the physical body. Now, let me give you some things that you can easily do and what I'm going to recommend. Every day when you leave this workshop, you should be reading books. I mentioned that leaders are always readers. I'm going to give you, before you go, a suggested book list. We also have, as part of the Global Information Network that we're launching, a monthly book that we will send you.